On Friday, MGM Resorts will open a long-planned casino in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's about an hour drive straight down I-91 from Brattleboro. Massachusetts legalized casino gambling nearly 7 years ago, but MGM Springfield will be the first full-fledged casino in that state. To talk more about this, I'm joined by New England Public Radio reporter Adam Frenier, who's based in Springfield. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Henry.
So this casino is right in the middle of downtown Springfield and a city that's struggled economically for many years. This was marketed to residents as a way to bring jobs and boost the local economy. It's been under construction for a few years. So has that process brought the jobs that MGM promised?
Well, it certainly appears that it's headed in that direction. MGM is still in the hiring process, of course, as they build up to opening later this week. They've promised 3,000 jobs, and it looks like they're on pace to do that. There's been some question about where those people that they're hiring are from. There were a certain amount of jobs guaranteed to Springfield residents, and the casino folks have been a little hard to pin down on exactly where the hometowns of some of the people they're hiring are and what sorts of jobs, whether they're part-time or full-time. So it looks like the number of jobs is there, although some of the other stipulations as far as residency requirements and even diversity goals still a little bit cloudy at this point.
Well, this is, as we said, the first resort casino in Massachusetts, but there are casinos not too far away in Southern Connecticut and in New York State. So what's the territory that MGM plans to draw customers from for this casino?
MGM has been billing this, Henry, as a regional sort of a resort, and they certainly are taking dead aim at Connecticut. There's Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods, and MGM really is pushing hard at those two, and they're looking at a lot of the population centers within about a 75 to a 100-mile radius of Springfield. A lot of advertising going on in Worcester and in Providence. If you've watched a Red Sox game on the television at any point in the last couple of months, MGM's been advertising there, and they're even reaching out to Albany, New York, where there's a casino that's about a year and a half old in Schenectady, which is just outside of Albany. And it looks like they're trying to target some customers from that area as well. So certainly looking heavily at New England for a customer base.
Well, are company or government leaders in that region concerned about oversaturation of casinos between MGM in Springfield and others in Connecticut and New York?
The officials on both sides of that equation, Henry, they've been very bullish about this project. They really think that there's going to be plenty of money to go around, and they think this is something that will certainly generate the revenues and thus the local aid that goes along with it. But there's a lot of observers in the gambling field that are curious to see just how much more people can take as far as casinos go in this rather concentrated area. You know, there's also going to be another casino opening in suburban Boston. This time next year it will be open. There are some observers there wondering if and when that bubble might burst.
Well, casinos always come with concerns around addictive gambling. So what's being done by MGM or other social service organizations to assist people who have gambling addictions?
Well, gambling regulators in Massachusetts, along with MGM, are working on something called the Game Sense program, which helps people to identify when maybe they're having a problem and need to step away. They can voluntarily exclude themselves from the casino already. I know city officials have been keeping a watchful eye on things, and there have been a few other social service agencies that have ramped up things a little bit, but there's also a little bit of unknown how this will hit Springfield, and I think it's a bit of a wait-and-see approach on some of the city people and some of the social service agencies, but certainly gambling regulators and MGM will have something in place to try to help people that maybe have a gambling addiction cope with that, get the help they need, and stay away from the resort.
Well, finally, this is the opening weekend for MGM in Springfield. What's on tap for this opening weekend?
Well, the casino opens officially Friday morning, and there's a big parade that they've scheduled right down Main Street in Springfield. The grand opening is going to be very interesting, too, because Friday is a work day, and there's a lot of talk about traffic tie-ups and trying to bus people in from the nearby Eastern States Exposition Grounds in West Springfield. There will be certainly a great deal of curiosity from local residents about what this big project finally looks like from the inside, now that a lot of people have seen it from the outside.
Adam Frenier is a reporter for New England Public Radio in Springfield, Massachusetts. Adam, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well, Henry.